It is the darkest of times here on Borat Club. We have been just destroyed this past day due to the events of the world. But Ryan, on our 40th viewing of the show, before we get to current events related to Borat, we have finally managed to, bring a silver lining on during this dark time. A person, Ryan, that we have been trying to get on since the start and who has finally given in.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah, you are here, Sylvia.
Oh my god. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to our podcasting funhouse.
Yeah.
It's like being in one of those black light horror carnival rides, but for your ears.
Oh god. Yeah, I am honored to be invited on, and this was the worst movie I've ever seen. Oh my god, it's so boring, dude. Change those last two letters from an AT to an ING, why don't you?
God, wow, fucking
coming out hot.
Yeah, putting Sasha in his place.
No, it may be hurt by the fact that I've listened to your podcast before ever seeing, like, this is my first time seeing this movie.
Sure, sure.
But like, like nothing, like stuff happens, but like it's all stuff that's so, I guess this is coming at it from 2020. I almost said from 2010. This is coming at it from 2020, but like all of the stuff that is could have been like interesting or like actually satire has already been done to death and done better.
Right.
And then yeah. Everything that's like scripted is just not fucking funny.
It's yeah. Not good is the thing.
It's yeah, and I feel like, because like you said, like it's your first time watching it, but because you've listened to this, none of the like shock moments were going to shock yeah. you either. So there's like literally nothing.
I got the trigger warnings beforehand, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Like you already knew that you were going to see the nude fight scene, or you already knew that he was going to say a bunch of racist shit or whatever. Like, so none
of
it. Oh
my god, so much.
Yeah.
So much racist shit.
He's very racist in this film.
I mean, I guess that's the point, but I don't know if that excuses it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like, kind of the question of Borat, I think.
Yeah,
it's
I think
like,
so.
This is the point, but was it really worth it for you to do this?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't. I mean, I'm glad I got to spend some time with my pals, but gotta be honest, should have just been like, hey, do you guys want to hang out and watch a good movie? Do you guys want to watch one of the, do you guys want to watch one of the, like, fucking several Resident Evil films?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would much rather have been watching one of those. Like,
well, you could say that about anything, right?
Yeah.
Like, we are the two people on this earth who would rather be watching those movies than I think most other
yeah,
films.
There's a fandom for those films.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, but I mean, you know, not even just Resident Evil. Like, Sylvia, you were saying at one point during the movie that, like, you could be watching the NBA playoffs, or you could be,
yeah,
like,
no, like,
know, doing
the Blazers are playing the Lakers right now, and I would love to see that.
Yeah, you know, you could have been having fun, you know, enjoying your weekend watching basketball, but instead you were watching this fucking piece
of trash.
I was
watching Borat balls.
Yeah,
literally, Borat there were balls in this film.
There yeah, were a lot of balls in this movie, yeah.
There are, yeah. And, you know, you don't ever, I don't think, see Borat's balls, but you did come to the conclusion pretty quickly that this was, like, a psyop to make you think he had, like, just a huge dick.
Yeah. Like, abso-fucking-lutely. Just the amount of packing that went into the shorts when he's playing ping pong,
mm-hmm.
and the iconic swimsuit. And then there's also the scene where he's running around nude and they gave him a big sensor bar.
Yeah.
It's very clearly just trying to be like, yeah, and it's fucking big, guys. Real big Borat cock. And I'm here to deny that. I'm here to say that this is fucking, like, This is what QAnon's about.
Well, that's what BBC stands for, right?
You know, I actually the beliefs of QAnon and some of the stuff that goes on in Borat may actually be closer than I think. I'm not familiar enough with either to really say.
Did you hear us talk about the QAnon thread about Borat a few weeks ago?
Probably. That's probably why I'm fucking thinking about it.
Yeah, where they were like claiming that Borat was like a psyop to make you think that Kazakhstan was this like impoverished, dirt poor, like third world country, when in fact it was like the real seat of power of the NWO or whatever. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah, it's we do not stand Borat, but we also don't stand QAnon here on Borat Club.
We need to come up with our own political compass. Borat is in one corner, QAnon is in another corner, and we need to figure out what the other two parts of that would be. Like, you know what? I'll workshop it. Borat in one corner, Bruno in another corner, then QAnon, and then like 9gag or something. I don't know.
Oh god,
9gag. So I guess before we get too much farther into the meat of the Borat movie, I guess, and your thoughts on it, just like right off the bat, Sylvia, we kind of mentioned that like pretty much since we started this, we have had an invitation extended to you, and you fought against it for quite a long time. So I guess like my main question after your first viewing of Borat was, it wasn't worth it, right? Like, you don't...
No, not at all. Like, I hope that people listening to this podcast don't watch the movie. Because that, like, was the strategy I had for a while. And maybe I should have waited to be on, like, episode 52, so I could have enjoyed the entire run without knowing the actual film you were talking about.
Right.
But don't watch a movie called Borat. Don't do that. It will cause you nothing but strife and sort of psychic damage to you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, trust me, we know.
Yeah, if anybody knows.
I'm sure you know. I'm speaking to the audience.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sylvia, what were some standout moments for you? What did you really dislike and what did you really, really love about this very funny movie?
Okay, what did I like? What did I dislike is easier. Just about everything.
Okay.
I think the scene with the comedy coach, that's kind of funny. That scene got me a little bit. But again, I knew it was coming, and I've had more fun laughing at you guys talking about it than actually watching it. Right.
You were a big fan of the driving instructor as well, right?
Right, like driving instructor. Well, the driving instructor was good because he immediately knew what the fuck was going on, and he just played it with a straight face.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, everything else was just... Like, I said this during the viewing, like, this is so dated because All Gas, No Brakes exists.
Yeah.
And does what it's trying to do better. So it just shouldn't. It should just give up, you know?
I wish it had given up.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on.
I don't know if I have that much to say. I was going to be like, yeah, I'm going to come. I was like, it'd be really funny if I loved this movie. It'd be like a super funny bit if I came in and was like, yeah, no, this was great. This is really transgressive media. But unfortunately, I cannot do that because it is awful. I don't know. What else is there to say about Borat?
Right, there kind of isn't a lot to say about it when you get past, like the point of none of it shocks you anymore, you know? Like, it's just, it becomes... I feel like we've talked about this before, Ryan, but, like, there's so little meat on the bones Borat that it's
like
just,
nothing.
Like, nothing. Yeah, it's... It really is just, like, an excuse for him to go and, like, point a camera and go, like, look at this racist person or whatever, like, for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't understand why someone wouldn't think that's the pinnacle of comedy, you know? He has so many good bits, like, where he says the racist thing about the politician, like, where they do the running of the Jew, where just so many good, timeless Borat bits. And frankly, Sylvia, I just didn't hear you laugh almost at all during the runtime of this film, which was kind of surprising to me.
Well, the thing about this film, Ryan, is that it sucks shit.
No, it's very good, actually. Like,
so I came into this wanting to giggle and sort of chuckle a little bit. Like I said, I thought it would be a really funny bit if I thought that, like, yeah. I went in with an open mind being like, if I find this hilarious, this podcast is going to fucking be funny. This is going to be a good bit for these guys. They'll be able to edit around this in a great way. Unfortunately, that was not the case.
No, I don't think I legitimately heard you laugh at all during the preceding film.
I laughed at shit, but like it but was not usually related to something we were talking about.
Exactly, or, exactly.
Like, something was, that reminded me of something else.
Yeah, it was either stuff that we think is funny that we have talked a lot about on the podcast, or just like laughing at all of us laughing at this movie. Like, I just don't feel like the jokes really connected, you know? And I'm a little surprised.
Yeah. No, they definitely did not. I'm a little insulted that you're surprised, if I'm being honest.
Honestly, like, there is a big part of me that wishes you had gotten your wish and that, like, you had actually really enjoyed the movie, because I really would like somebody to at some point come on this and be like, no, I thought it was great. I thought it was hilarious.
I know. I thought it would be such a fucking breath of fresh air, but unfortunately,
yeah, it's just
not in the cards.
Yeah, it's a movie that, like, even seeing it for the first time in 2020, it's, like, so stale, and its jokes are so, like, 15 yeah. years ago. Like, it's just...
It's so fucking out of date.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, comedy always kind of ages in a way, but, like, God, this movie has aged, I feel like, worse than most, like, scripted comedies would age, even, because it's just so... Because, you know, it has to play on, like, real people and real people's, like, emotions and the way they act. So, like, it just can't work out of its very specific window of time.
Here's a question for you, Niall. You mentioned scripted comedies. We did talk a little bit about The Hangover while we were watching the film. I posited the idea of a hangover club. Do you think either of y'all... Do you think Borat is better or worse than The Hangover?
So here's another fun thing. I don't think I've actually seen all of The Hangover. I've seen some of it, but I've never finished it. I've seen like the beginning.
Yeah, I've seen the first one, but the only thing I remember is like the waking up in the bathroom with the tiger or whatever bit. There's something about Mike Tyson in
yeah.
it. That's all I remember.
This may be bold of me, but I think Borat is a better movie than The Hangover.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, really. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie, but I remember it also being something that was very dated and like probably wouldn't hold up that well these days. And I think even as bad as Borat is, Hangover, if I watched it today, I'd probably just think it was, like, outright stupid. Like, just stupid and bad to watch, you know?
Sure.
And not that Borat isn't, but I think that what is funny in Borat is funnier than the stuff that would hold up at all in The Hangover.
Yeah, I wish I could, like... say I agreed with you or disagreed with you, but I remember so little of it. Like The Hangover, like movies of that era, right, they all had their like lines or whatever that people would remember and like throw out as their catchphrases. Like Sylvia had like noticed every single time he said my wife in this movie. I don't even remember if Hangover had one of those. So,
no, like, they just had Zach Galifianakis looking like Zach Galifianakis. I don't know. I think the whole bit was that he was like chubby and had a beard.
And then dudes had that as their Halloween costume every year for like a decade.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's just like the most easy to do nonsense. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Yeah, you really did, though, key in on every time he said my wife.
Well, it's just like, it's the thing.
It's what he says. It's his line, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like you were a little disappointed in his delivery of the my wife line.
I mean, like, he says it, like, three times overall. There's, like, one good one that clearly is, like, the one that gets clipped out and used. But yeah, no, it's, like, fine. It's like, he says it in a funny voice. The thing with Borat is that the voice isn't that funny.
It's not, right? Like, it's, I feel like it's one of those things where it's like when you hear somebody do like a Christopher Walken voice, it's like them doing the voice of somebody doing the voice, you know? Like, I feel like that's kind of what Borat has become at this point in a lot of ways.
It is very much the like Xerox of a Xerox, right?
Yeah,
like,
it is.
People are not doing an impression of Borat. People are doing an impression of a Borat impression.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, one thing I did really notice with you, because Ryan and I have constantly talked about this being an easy movie to watch and about it moving at a fairly like quick pace. You did not feel that way at all.
No, I think I asked like a grand total of three times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like. How much is left? Yeah. And unfortunately, every time I asked, there was a lot left.
Yeah, I think you asked like a half hour in, and then like 45 minutes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the thing about the thing about Borat is there's no pacing. Like, I'm trying to figure out a way to describe this in like normal movie terms, and it's very hard because it doesn't feel like one of those. It feels like a fucking torture device.
Well, it's just like a collection of bits, right?
Right. Yeah. It's like I said this is just a like racist jack. Like, I don't know how racist Jackass is, but this is like a racist Jackass is kind of what I said. It did remind me of Jackass the movie in that it was just a bunch of bits, just a bunch of fucking bits, right, together that should be on a television show but weren't. And it really frustrated me.
It's like a puzzle box of a bad voice, right? Like, it's just this man doing this bad voice and putting all the pieces together.
It's just a voice. Like, that's the whole thing, is that this entire fucking, like, cultural, like, I don't know if I'm gonna say, if I can say phenomenon, like,
it was a bit of a phenomenon, yeah.
Yeah, like, it just, it's fucking, it's just a silly voice. It's just a fucking voice. That's all it is. And it's driving me... it's making me so mad.
You don't like it. You don't like the voice.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of any of it.
Niall doesn't like the Adam Sandler voice. You don't like the Borat voice.
Oh,
so
the Adam Sandler voice is great. What?
Niall... I'm going to put Niall on blast. I'm going to put Niall on blast because I know you'll back me up on this. He refuses to watch Uncut Gems because Adam Sandler is in it.
No, you need to watch Uncut Gems. It's good.
I can't. Look, there's only so many times I can see Adam Sandler. Like, I've had to deal so much with him wearing shorts outside of athletic settings and doing baby voices and, like, playing basketball so he can show off how good he is. Like, I just can't take any of his
shtick.
He's not
bad, though.
He's not bad, but I don't need to see him...
He says cookies when he gets a steal, which is pretty good.
Yeah, like, I don't need to see him doing a dunk on Kevin James and then going, I'm Adam Sandler, or whatever, like he does in his stupid fucking baby
voice.
But
that's so funny.
It's not. It's not.
Like, it's funnier than anything in Borat.
I think that's debatable. I don't think either one is funny, but I think I would rather watch Borat than, say, watch Little Nicky, for example.
I mean, yeah.
There are, I will give you this. I will concede there are probably Adam Sandler movies I would rather watch than this, but I cannot name a single one of them off the top of my head.
God.
Click. Mr. No. Deeds. Waterboy.
No.
Daddy Daycare. No, wait, he's not in that. Grown Ups. Grown Ups 2.
I would probably rather watch Grown Ups than Grown Ups 2, but that's still, like, I don't know. I don't know. This is not an Adam Sandler show right now.
Maybe it will be. Maybe you guys can do Gems Club.
Yeah, maybe someday it will be an Adam Sandler show, and I'll be very angry.
It's just me and the fucking Rock, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God, fuck Adam Sandler. So,
before we move on here,
yeah,
I do have two things that I wanted to note before we sort of enter into the, I would say, impending disaster topic that we're about to get onto here. I have two things I wanted to note. First of all, Niall, you mentioned at the beginning of this viewing that whenever we have someone on this show, it's almost a very intimate experience. Where you described it as feeling kind of embarrassed that you had brought someone else into this.
Yeah.
There's definitely a sense of shame from, like, both of you.
There definitely is.
At this point, we have formed such a psychic connection with the film Borat that bringing someone into it is like bringing them into our own house. Because we're so familiar, we're so comfortable with it, we're just used to how it looks at this point, you know? And we've achieved that same level of psychic intimacy with this shitty comedy than we have as our living spaces. So I do just want us to kind of consider that going forward, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's like we've said a few times over the past few months, like, it's become our bedrock in a lot of ways.
Yes.
During this whole pandemic and everything. It's the thing that has never gone away, has remained a constant, and so it is very much, yeah, it's like bringing somebody into your home for the first time and not having cleaned up, you know, and being hyper aware of everything, and like,
yeah. I feel like we were about 5 minutes into this when Sylvia asked us how many times we had seen this movie.
Yeah.
No, that. It was.
Yeah. And this is number. This is the big 4-0. I'm really honored. 4-0,
yeah.
Yeah, we're over the hill, right?
We
or
are.
Is that? Yeah, that's 40, or is it 50?
Yeah. I think it's 40. I think. Great. I don't know.
Wonderful.
I've lost the ability to care about anything. I feel like at this point.
Okay. All right. So for the first time in a bit, I noticed something new in this viewing.
You did.
Is really something only someone who has watched this movie that many times would notice. During the bit where he is in New York and he's crossing the street and he almost gets hit by the bus, when he pulls back and you see there's a bus in the background, I noticed that the bus has an ad for the Johnny Depp version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory on it.
God.
Because I looked up and I just happened to notice Johnny Depp's stupid fucking face looking at me from the side of a bus. So that is where we're at in terms of finding new Borat content. Really just kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel of this film. So it's good.
I guess that would also, like, further date when they actually filmed it, because I know there's, like, the calendar that says, like, July 05 or whatever in, like, the, like, racist antique store, so, like, between that and the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory ad, I guess that's just another thing that tells you exactly when this fucking travesty was made, 15 fucking years ago.
Because Charlie and the Chocolate Factory came out July 10th, 2005, so we would assume it would probably be either sometime before then or directly afterwards.
Yeah, around that release. You know what else? We did kind of have a little bit of a debate early on into the movie about how old Borat was as a character.
Yes.
And I think you did the math, Ryan, right? Like, you said he would be, what, like...
34.
His mom was supposed to be 9 when she gave birth to him. I don't know how you pulled that factoid up. I don't remember that at all from anywhere,
I think it was, I think it was, like, on his, it was, I Googled it. I think if canonically it's actually in the book, but I Googled something and there was a, there was like a cutout from some website that said his mother gave birth to him when he was 9, like it was a character bio or something.
Okay. Right, yeah. So that would make him 34, yeah. Because we did debate whether he was like in his 40s or his 30s or his 20s.
I mean, the main thing was I wanted to blame him for the JFK assassination and figure out if he was old enough.
Yeah, because he flies into JFK airport when he arrives in the States. And so Sylvia immediately just went, oh, JFK, because of course the two of you always have to fucking bring it back to JFK.
Just because I am focused on the very successful assassination of a president doesn't mean successful. There's anything wrong with me.
The very successful assassination.
I'm just saying there was no fucking doubt. John Hinckley kind of fucked it up.
God. But just like describing like an assassination is very successful. It's like a fucking...
I don't know why I put the very in there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. It's like Trump saying like something is very successful. Like it was a great assassination, you know?
Yeah, maybe I'm just adopting the fucking vocal tics of the person that I want that to happen to next. Parody, satire, parody.
Parody, parody.
Allegedly satire, parody, et cetera, et cetera.
It was this is just a comedy a joke, show.
Bro.
Comedy show. Opinions do not reflect the opinions of Borat Club, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah, my opinions don't reflect the opinions of anyone. Not even me.
Yeah, not even you. Oh God, I guess it's we time? Should just get to the elephant in the room.
All right.
And Sylvia, you really could not have picked a more of eventful week to finally relent. To being on Borat Club. Ryan, why don't you explain to the dear listeners out there the tragedy that has befallen us?
Imagine, if you will, Los Angeles, the Sunset Strip. You're driving in your car, you're having a great time, and then suddenly you notice something in the lane to your right. You're passing by a McDonald's. It's Los Angeles, you know, the sun's starting to go down. And you see a big white van with a lot of filming equipment, you know, not very unusual in a town like LA. And sure. You're like, oh, very interesting. I wonder what they're filming. And so, you know, you kind of slow down a bit, you pump the brakes, and you kind of roll back to see whatever the car is that's being filmed behind them in this, you know, big van of equipment. Mm. And what you see is it's a pickup truck, you know, likely American made, sort of an older model, I'd say, not a really current make of this particular vehicle, colored in sort of like an Easter eggshell yellow, like a sort of a pastel yellow, if you will. And you're like, oh, I should start filming this because there's probably something really cool. And so you pull out your phone, you start making a TikTok post. And as you scooch up to the front of this truck and get a view of who is driving, or at least pretending to drive, this particular motor car, you see none other than a particular man wearing a particular suit with a very particular hairstyle and mustache, and then the crushing weight of the cosmic horror of this life that we live in and cannot seem to escape the gravitational pull of, you realize this horrible, horrendous, heinous man is none other than Sacha Baron Cohen, who is back loose on the streets of Los Angeles in the Borat outfit, filming for none other than Borat 2, and your life goes to hell, and you're never the same. And that is where we are this week on Borat Club. I am so fucking mad about this, Niall. I'm so pissed off. I'm so mad.
I don't even know if I've gotten to the point of anger. I'm just like upset and depressed. I was I was at work when it happened, and I was actually finishing up my shift, and I was leaving, and I took my phone out of my pocket because I can't like be on my phone when I'm at work, and I was leaving the locker room, heading for my car, and I was like, oh, Borat Club has like 10 notifications. Ryan must have tweeted something funny or something. And I open them and I see the fucking video. And it was like, I can't even describe the physical feeling, really.
You don't have to, because I actually have the chat logs here for you. I messaged you at 3:33 Central Time, and I said, Niall, there's been an emergency. We're in a red alert state. I don't mean to alarm you, but, and then I linked the video and said simply, we're fucked. And then I also linked the video of Lit performing My Own Worst Enemy at the Shoreline Amphitheater, and I said, this is how my brain feels after seeing new Borat content. And you responded with, Ryan, I'm genuinely so upset. I was leaving work all happy and I saw it. It felt like all the blood evaporated instantly out of my body.
Yeah, that's... It really, like... It was a shock to my physical form that I just don't remember ever feeling before. You know, I was so happy because I thought I was getting an easy weekend. I wasn't going to have much work to do. I like was just going to go home and watch movies and play video games. And then tonight I was going to come on and watch this with you and Sylvia. And we were going to have a great time and laugh about how bad this fucking movie is. And then he's back, right? And... like just as we're getting into the final dozen viewings, as we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, we've gotten so cocky that we were putting out fucking challenges to the motherfucker for the last 6 weeks, and he answered us.
He sure put us in our place on this one.
I want to find a way for you guys to be in this film.
I do too.
Get the club on Borat. Get Borat Club on Borat 2, or hashtag Borat Club for Borat 2. That's the letter for. Use either of those to join the conversation and really push the movement forward.
Thank you, Sylvia.
No problem.
You. Yeah, honestly.
The prospect of a Borat sequel was really tickling me as we were watching this, if I'm being honest, because I was like, okay, well, how do you make a sequel to this? And I realized it would also just be a bunch of bad bits. So my question, I have a few questions, and they're all sort of like predictions, or like, I feel like these are things that could plausibly be in I think these are plausibly things that could be in Borat 2. Question number one, will Borat get coronavirus? Because yes. I already started saying that one.
Yes, 100%.
I think that's how it ends. I think he gets coronavirus over the course of the movie and passes away from it because he refuses to wear a mask. I think it's going to be like Red Dead Redemption 2, where he gets like progressively sicker as the movie goes on.
It's either going to be that, or there's going to be a bunch of scenes where he goes into a public place and starts openly coughing around people to try to piss them off.
Yeah.
My other thing was going to like a anti-mask protest.
That'll be.
But
there.
I don't know how much like. I don't know how much shelf life that bit has. But if fucking Sacha Baron Cohen has demonstrated anything, he does not care about the shelf life of his bits.
No.
So here's, speaking of bits, I'm just gonna read this as I wrote it.
Okay.
Will Borat do a trans bit?
Yes.
Oh, totally.
100%.
Okay. Here's a better question then. Do you think I could get a role in Borat 2? You know, I'm willing to sell out. I mean, hormones are expensive.
Sure.
You know? Next one. Will Borat go to a Trump rally? This feels like a softball, I figured, you know.
So far, I think you're pretty one for one on these.
Yeah, I feel like you're really tossing us some underarm pitches here.
Okay, well, how about will Borat floss? How about that one, bitch?
Huh?
That's an interesting one, I think. Because...
follow up, if he does, will it be because he played Fortnite?
I do think there may be some kind of Fortnite element in this film. Yes.
Yeah, okay. I do think he will maybe not necessarily with Fortnite, but I do believe in some way he will interact with somebody in the streaming or esports realm.
He's gonna meet Ninja.
Maybe he'll meet Ninja or Pokimane or Dr. Disrespect or, you know, like one of these.
I don't know. Like, you could say names and I'd be like, yeah, those are fucking streamers. Sure, yeah, I'm really
those are the three streamers who I know maybe he'll meet Jerma. Who knows? Like,
he's fucking gonna... like. He's gonna go hang out with Big Bupkiss and Jerky Man. Those are the two big Fall Guys players right now.
My next one is actually more of a. It's not a yes or no, so maybe you guys can have some fun with this.
Oh, great!
Who do you think Borat's new celebrity crush will be?
Ooh,
who's he gonna kidnap at the end?
Belle Delphine.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Who is Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah. No, because Colin Jost could get her into this. He could convince her. He'd be like, no, this is really biting comedy.
No, but I feel like, you know, because we have talked about this a little bit, Ryan, as our hypothetical Borat 2 that we have constantly talked about.
Yeah.
That, like, at some point he was going to be, like, big into, like, an e-girl, or he was gonna get on OnlyFans and, like, you know, like,
oh god damn it, dude, Borat can't get on there before me, okay? Like, I'm not saying as a content creator.
I just mean he's gonna start what's the word, simping, which is why
he's
gonna
say that. Oh my god,
like, I feel like that's gonna be the plot, is that he gets on the internet. The internet finally comes to Kazakhstan. Lunel has passed away from COVID-19, and he takes a liking to some, you know, e-girl, and
that's the role I'll get. And then they can do the funny trans bit at the end because of my genitals.
Sure, right. So he can kidnap you and then just get a very dark scene.
And then I can retire, is sort of my goal here, or die, one of the two. Those are my two goals after being in Borat 2, is retirement or death.
I mean, you already peaked, where do you go from there?
Okay, these next ones are mostly for me.
Okay.
Will Borat smoke weed?
No.
Yes.
Because it's been legalized since he last was a thing.
Okay, sure, yeah. Maybe so. I'm surprised Niall and I had a different take on that. But I could see that. I could see him going to, like, Colorado or something. Here's my question really quick. You talked about, Niall, the film starting with Borat being in Kazakhstan, Linnell dying of COVID, and him finding an e-girl. What do you think are the chances that Borat 2 actually starts with him having moved to the United States of America, greatest country in the world, since the events of the first film?
Now that you say it, I think it is possible, because I think he would have it be that, like, he snuck in illegally, right? Like, he...
Oh my god,
he hopped the border somehow, right? Like, from Canada or whatever. He flew into Toronto and he sailed across Lake Ontario or something. I don't fucking know. But, like, I think if he's going to do the bit of, like, I moved to America, it's going to be as, like, an illegal immigrant, right? Like, it's going to be, I hopped the border, I got in, or whatever, you know? I think that's where he's going to go with that.
Yeah, I hate that. You guys have such a dark view of the world.
Well, that's what allows us to predict things with, like, this with such accuracy, you know?
I guess you're right. I can't really argue there.
The only thing that we're not sure about is whether this is actually Borat 2, a movie, or if it's, like, a mini-series or, like, a YouTube thing, or
what
it is.
What if it's a fucking commercial?
It could be, you know.
What if this is like when people were like, oh, they're doing Ferris Bueller 2, and it was a fucking Super Bowl ad?
Maybe. But, like, I don't think we have, like, this real dark view of the world. I think we just understand Sacha Baron Cohen and that's how fair. Not funny he is and how little he understands, like, the world.
We're the Will Graham of watching Borat. We get inside his head and we can't get out.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my final question, and it is the most for me. Will Borat die?
I hope so. I think that would be a really good ending, but I don't think Sacha Baron Cohen has the prescience to put something like that in one of his movies.
No,
I don't think so. Mm. I think it ends up with Borat, like, in jail or something like that, like put into like a detention center or something, like just something really bad. Either that, yeah, or he gets lost at sea. I would love to see Borat get lost at sea. Or maybe the plot of the film is that he gets a time machine and goes back in time, and then the last shot of the movie is him getting on the plane that flew into the Trade Center.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
God. Okay, well, I'm out of things. Yeah, I'm out of things to say.
I just now am, like, thinking of all the different topics that he's going to touch on if Borat 2 is a real movie or a Netflix special or series or whatever the fuck it's going to be. So, like, we know he's going to go after Mark Zuckerberg because he spends all his time on social media complaining about Facebook. So we know that's going to be a thing. We know COVID is probably going to be a thing. We know Trump is probably going to be a thing, right? Those are the three probably...
that's the big one for sure.
Yeah,
like,
that's the gonna trifecta.
He's going to be, like, a MAGA guy.
Yeah, that's, like, the trifecta of things you can safely bank on, I feel like. Then I feel like he's going to go after, you know, young people and things that, like, millennials, Gen Z are into. So that's gaming. That's, like, just general, like, internet subculture and stuff like that. He's going to tackle memes in a way.
He's
going to
tackle SJWs and stuff.
He's
going to
tackle SJWs. He's going to tackle trans issues. He's going to tackle just general, like, LGBT stuff. He's probably going to have some opinions on incels that are probably...
This is gonna be the worst thing ever. Oh my god. Yeah,
he's gonna get on Reddit at some point. You know, like, it's...
Here's my question to both of y'all, and this is extra special fun bonus points round.
Okay.
Do you think that when he does do the very funny trans joke that will be very sensitive and cool, do you think he's going to do it as part of, like, harassing Harry Potter fans or something like that, like doing a Harry Potter bit.
Oh my god, maybe. Is there another Harry Potter universe movie coming out soon that he could go and be a pest at the premiere of?
It's a very debatable subject. Yeah. I just think that, like, I don't know, that's possible. Like, whatever is in the news, like, 5 months ago is what this movie is going to be about.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean... We've already seen him tackle the trans issue in Who Was America. Sylvia, I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Buddy, this is the one and only SBC joint that I have.
Okay.
The stomach two of you.
Yeah,
don't like the man.
Well, he did a bit in the first episode of that, and it was the bit that made me turn the show off because it was so bad, where he was, like, playing this, like... college professor, like, SJW liberal, like, stereotype or whatever, and he was, like, talking about how his kid, like, identified as, like, a dolphin or something, and I went, okay, that's your understanding of gender issues, great, you're fucking 50 years old, you should retire, you fucking asshole.
Here's my thing, and maybe I'm gonna get canceled for being ageist, but I think once you hit 40, you're not able to be funny anymore.
I kind of tend to agree with you, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you age out, right? You age out of the conversation, and then it just becomes, oh, these kids today, I don't understand what they're into or whatever, you know? And then, like, once you cease to be paying enough attention to actually understand what concerns younger people, then you lose the ability to comment on it in a way that has any, like, level of incisiveness or comedic value to it, and then you just become Sacha Baron Cohen or Jerry Seinfeld or whoever the fuck.
Oh.
Like, I feel like he's a year away from getting on stage somewhere and being like, what's the deal with iPhones or whatever, you know? Like, it's just...
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely.
He should retire. He should go away.
Sacha Baron Cohen, retire, bitch.
Yeah, honestly, please. Please retire, bitch. You've made enough money.
Oh, my God. I am, like... I don't know. I'm so scared because... The only thing worse than this actually being Borat 2 is being a Borat miniseries, and we will have to sit down and do 8 discrete episodes on each episode of a Netflix original Borat series.
Yeah, but like, let's say hypothetically, Ryan, that it is Borat 2 is just a movie. Do we just have a to movie. Do this again for a year?
No, absolutely not. I would die. I will go see it in a theater, like, assuming it's safe to do so. I have to. It's my blood duty at this point to whatever this is, just face it head on and just get the full blast directly in my eyeballs. I'm a little bit scared.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready for Borat to blast me in the eyes. So I'm a little bit scared to talk about this too much because I don't know if he has, like, a direct line to this podcast. I don't know if we're just giving him ideas, but...
I mean...
I feel like you're right in that we know him so well. Anything we say on this show, there's, like, a 90% chance it's going to be in that movie, right? I think whenever whatever it is finally confirmed, we do need to do a full predictions episode on how it's going to go down.
Yeah, I think we've sort of stumbled into, like, some kind of, like, incredibly negative version of, like, The Secret and, like, magical realism with this podcast, because we put a lot into the world about a Borat sequel or about what the future holds for Borat, and now it seems to be occurring, and it's, I don't know, I was thinking about it in my near catatonic state that I went into yesterday after, like, hearing about it, where I literally sat in my chair and just stared at the wall for, like, 3 hours last night. I was so depressed.
Oh my God.
And like, I think what I eventually came to was I would do Borat Club 2 for a year if he gave us 6 figures each.
Yeah, we would have to get paid by him for that.
Yeah, we would have to be able to quit our day jobs like for me to do that again. I know we're saying that now, but then just wait until fucking 2021 when it comes out and we're like, all right, 52 weeks Borat 2, no, here we go.
No, I'm putting my foot down right now. There is no goddamn way. Absolutely not.
Well, maybe I'll replace you with Sylvia. Who knows?
No, fuck you.
I'm kidding. Yeah, look, never say never, but I don't think anyone should expect us to fucking do another year of it. We have too many other plans.
Yeah, we have to watch good movies like Underworld and The Love Guru.
Yeah. yeah, Sylvia, we're going to need to have you back on when we do
Mike Myers stuff. I've seen The Love Guru.
You have seen it or you haven't?
I have.
Oh, it's really bad, right? Like, it's so bad.
It's fucking terrible. Justin Timberlake's.
I want to see this movie so bad.
Vern Troyer is, like, the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs in that movie. It's all about hockey, right? Like, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, no, it's like a hockey thing. It's, like, I don't know. I feel like it's secretly very Canadian, and I haven't really just, like, dealt with that or, like, sort of processed that.
Is Mike Myers Canadian?
He is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Toronto, isn't he?
I don't think he's from Toronto.
I thought he's from
definitely
Toronto.
Canadian.
He's definitely Canadian, yeah. He is at least Canadian.
I don't know if he's from... I'm Googling now, because I thought he was, like, from a different... Oh, no, he's from Scarborough. Yeah, okay.
Great.
Never mind.
Of course he's from Scarborough. Of course he's from Scarborough. Nobody is going to know what we mean by that unless they're from or
if you know,
Toronto.
You know.
If you know, you know, yeah. I could have seen him being from, like, Vaughan or North York as well, but Scarborough makes a lot of sense to me. Anyway. So, Sylvia, I guess, like, if you have anything else you want to say about Borat before we wrap up here, we'd love to hear
it. No, I'm just, I guess, I wanted to know if you guys thought that was Azamat in the car with him.
Wait, what?
In the car? When he was in the new footage.
I didn't even notice another person.
Hold on.
There was someone else in the car.
What?
Hang on, let's pull this up here.
I thought I could have sworn I saw someone else in the car.
There's no way. There's no way. You're shitting
me. Can you guys
me.
Link me the footage again? Can we go over this one more time?
Okay, yeah. Let me pull up the Zapruder film here for a second. And I will go through and see what we can find. I thought it was just him in the car.
I feel like I
All right, here's the link. We can watch this.
I thought I saw like he was arguing with someone in the car.
I think he leans over, but I don't think there's anyone else in there.
No, he's by himself. Nobody else in that car. Thank God.
He's talking to something.
Yeah, he's like leaning over to grab something. He's going to grab a gun. He's going
to
grab a gun out of his dashboard and then wave it around, and they're going to say he's in Texas.
Maybe.
Or something.
I don't know. I believe that I'm a two people in the car truther, so we'll figure it out when Borat 2 hits theaters.
The magic Borat theory.
I could see them having killed off Azamat to start the movie.
Maybe Azamat got corona.
Yeah.
I think Azamat and Lunel will have both been killed off. Sort of Paul Blart 2 style, I feel like.
Yeah, it's going to have a lot of a Paul Blart 2 sort of kinship, I think. I don't know. I think if they make a Borat 2 feature film and Azamat is not present, I'm going to be pissed off. There will be no point for me to go see it.
You know, we could reach out to Azamat on Cameo and see if he has any...
any insight.
Any thoughts, any insight, yeah. God, we should get him on before we finish. Although I feel like maybe some of the things I've heard about him and his opinions in real life, maybe we don't want him on.
Yeah, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. The challenge still stands, Sacha Baron Cohen. You may have hit us with a Borat 2 promo, but we're coming back at you. We're still open. The ball's in your court. Get on this podcast and justify yourself.
The balls are on your chin, Sacha Baron Cohen. That was another thing I noticed, is that he loves balls on chins. That's like a funny thing to him.
He does,
He does that in Bruno, too, or did that to Eminem with Bruno, I think. I don't know. Just go suck a dick, Sasha. Like, it's fine. You can do that.
It's 2020, yeah. Like, you know, it's fine. He really has that, like, very old... like attitude towards like gay equals funny automatically stuff. Like
I mean, this is an insult to both category, to both people. He's very Monty Python.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I can kind of see it. Honestly. I mean, it would make sense because he grew up in England and he would have grown up watching their stuff. So yeah, Monty Python, definitely a big, like, influence, I would assume. Did we actually talk, Ryan, because I know we looked it up like last week or the week before, about like how we found out he had went to clown college in France?
Oh my god, I don't remember if we ever talked about
that. I don't remember
if we did,
but yeah, apparently that's how he met his wife. They met at clown college in France. So ugh, what a fucking asshole.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It does, yeah,
it really does. I really don't like Sacha Baron Cohen.
No, I fucking
weird
hate him.
For me to say that, but I'm gonna take the stance on episode 40. I don't like Sacha Baron Cohen very much.
He's a bit
wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Oh, Christ. All right. So yeah, Sylvia, unless you have anything else to say, I think we're close to wrapping up here.
All right. Hell yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
This movie sucked. This movie sucked massive. This movie sucked Big Dick High School District.
It really did.
Here's my question. Now, we ask everyone who's been on this show this question, even though we're already in the 40s. Would you watch it again?
No, absolutely not.
Under no circumstances would you watch this
again.
No,
like, you could maybe pay me to do it, but, like, fucking, it would have to be a good amount.
Right. You're talking like four figures at least here, probably, right?
Yeah, actually, genuinely. Or a high three.
Right, okay. Well, if somebody wants to, you know, fund that, you know, Borat Club could use a pay pig of sorts, so...
Okay, all right. Do you think Borat's gonna get into fandom on the new one?
Oh, totally, totally.
I hate this.
It's a very big thing these days. He's definitely gonna get in on that.
Do we have anything else to say about Borat, or should we?
I want to die.
Sorry.
All right. Sylvia, you and Ryan do a podcast.
And
you do some other stuff too. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah, I've got a couple things going on. Number one, I guess, is Emojidrome that I do with Ryan. It's our emoji podcast. I'm sure you've heard the pitch before.
What did we do? We just did the fairy episode, right?
Yeah, we literally recorded the fairy episode like an hour before I came in to watch this fucking dog shit movie with you.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. I love spending time with my best buddy. And
Sacha Baron Cohen, your best friend.
My best buddy, Sacha Baron Cohen, yeah. SBC stands for super best
chum
friend.
Super best chum.
Speaking of friends, I'm also on Friends at the Table. It's an actual play podcast. We're doing a sci-fi season that's getting, like, kind of close to the end. Good time to jump on, IMO. Get in there. It's called Partisan. It kicks ass. I have a cool sniper mech. Also, I'm on Twitter. It's Sylvie Surfer. You can do that if you want, I guess. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Anytime. We would be more than happy to have you back in the future for something that isn't Borat related.
Yeah, like if it's Guru Club, I might be able to do that.
Okay. We were thinking about doing Myers Club. We've had that bouncing around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a fucking cursed idea.
Yeah, well, we have to pick up the Austin Powers torch.
Yeah, like not to tip our hand too much, but like I don't think it'll be a year of one thing again. It'll be more like going through an entire series or whatever.
Okay.
Or, you know, around a theme sort of in the future. But that's a while off. Ryan, as Sylvia mentioned, you do Emojidrome, but you're also on Twitter. Where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at CurseGoat. I am not posting as much as I used to, but I am still posting through it, as they say. So if that's your sort of thing, go check it out, and you can follow the Emojidrome account on Twitter as well, at Emojidrome. And I love to be here, love to talk about Borat with my pals. Very good movie, I think.
Very good movie indeed. I don't have a personal Twitter, but I do video game stuff over at videogamechoochoo.com. Review of Fast and the Furious Crossroads recently went up. That game's a piece of shit. Please don't play it. Borat Club is on Twitter at Borat Club. We would love to hear your thoughts on Borat. You can also send us some more long form stuff at BoratClubcast@gmail.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love it if you gave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, told a friend about the show. We don't advertise it anywhere or do anything like that. So word of mouth is really the only way it gets out. Our DMs are also open if you are a journalist and you want to talk to us about Borat. We know a lot about it and we can tell you everything you need to know about the possibility of a Borat 2. But yeah, until next week and viewing 41 of 52, Ryan, thank you as ever. Sylvia, thank you so much for coming
on. Yeah,
thank you. It was a blast having you.
And
we will talk to you all next week. Have a good one.
See you next week.